Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. Well, if you haven't heard yet, the FDA and the two pharmaceutical manufacturers, Affymax and Takeda, have instituted a recall of all of the recently approved ESA, or Omontus, with the generic name of peginicetide in the United States. This product was just recently approved for use in hemodialysis patients only, but not in CKD patients not on dialysis, and was recently reported in the New England Journal of Medicine in two companion articles. I was on the data safety monitoring board for the four clinical trials, two in CKD patients and two in ESRD patients. My recollection from that experience is that there was no reports of anaphylaxis or fatal allergic reactions, and in fact, in both of the New England Journal papers, they make the same observation, no reports of serious allergic reactions or anaphylaxis. And yet now in post-marketing observations in dialysis patients, it appears that 0.2% of patients exposed to the drug had severe allergic reactions, with a 0.02% rate of fatal anaphylactic reactions. So significant serious adverse events occurring, with about five deaths apparently so far recorded. So the FDA, along with the company, have initiated this recall, and for the time being, administration of Omontus or peginicetide needs to be halted. It's unclear what the basis for this is. There are reports from the original clinical trials of some antibodies to peginicetide developing, some of which were neutralizing, but these may not be related to these serious anaphylactic reactions that are being observed. So I'm sure we'll hear more about this as the FDA and the manufacturers investigate the cause of these allergic reactions to see whether it was the product itself or something else, perhaps even related to an interaction between peginicetide and dialysis membranes, remembering that all of these patients who were receiving the drug were on dialysis. So it maybe reinforces the need as clinicians to be cautious with the new medications when they come out. I know there's some tendency to want to use the newest agent for treating whether it's anemia or hypertension or anything else. Certainly this experience would lead us to believe that we should be more cautious about new drugs as they're introduced, and being very vigilant for potential side effects, including the very serious side effects that we're seeing with peginicetide. So if you've been using the drug, stop if you haven't been made aware of this already, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll hear more about this in the upcoming weeks. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology.